mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is now Thursday, the 19th day of August, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have wide-open phones, cover a ton of vital news and information. It's not about left or right. It's about right or wrong and exposing the criminal forces of the New World Order. Sounds of fighting outside Najaf Mosque. This is from CNN. Sounds of intense fighting erupted Thursday outside the Imam Al Mosque, where inside militia loyal to cleric Al Sadr failed to comply with Iraqi orders to disarm and disperse. CNN's reporter, who was inside the compound with other journalists at the invitation of Al Sadr and his militia, reported persistent sounds of mortars, gunfire, and many explosions and devastation in the streets, homes, and businesses around the mosque compound. Two of the mosque minarets, or towers, have been damaged in recent fighting, and Al Sadr loyalists said a clock in one of the towers caught fire, the CNN reporter stated. The mosque is one of the holiest shrines in Shiite Islam. Now, the Shiites are the guys that didn't like Saddam. The Shiites are the people we hung out to dry after telling him to revolt back in 1991. And this guy, Al Sadr, was on our side until he started shutting down TV and radio and newspapers that were Shiite-controlled because they were mildly criticizing the coalition. Now this guy hates our guts, says he wants to be killed, and it's going to cause a gigantic Shiite rebellion all over the country that makes past rebellions look tame in comparison. Now, do you think our Pentagon is really this stupid? And the answer is no, they're not stupid. The liberals like to make fun of military intelligence. Ha, 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 it's a misnomer. Well, no, the military is intelligent. You know, they got the guys with 160, 170 IQs up there running psychological operations, these big eggheads that have to have people support their craniums for them as they walk around the dark corridors of the Pentagon planning all of this stuff. And these guys know it's going to cause resistance. How do I know that? Because their own office of P2OG set up 2.5 years ago by Donald Rumsfeld said the goal is to get Muslims to attack and to cause more terrorists to be created so they have a pretext to stay in the region longer and have more weapon sales. It's amazing. P2OG. And it gets our troops and innocent Iraqis killed. And shame on this administration. This is wag the dog. Get a Shiite uprising going in Iraq during the election, which will make the people rally around the flag. This is so cynical. These are the Shiites, folks. These aren't the Sunnis. These aren't the Baathists. Oh, they've been put back in power. That's another reason the Shiites are quite upset right now, is that the Baathists, the good CIA buddies going back into the 60s, when our government put Saddam in as the head of the Ba'ath security arm and then put him in as president in 79, are now back in most of the positions of control. And the Iraqis are very, very upset about it. So we'll get into more detail on this when we get back and then get into a bunch of Big Brother microchip news. And your calls early in this first hour, so go ahead and give us a ring-a-dingy, and we'll get you on air. If you disagree with me, have a question, a comment, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And the websites, again, are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and don't forget the network site, GCNLive.com. We'll be back on the other side of this quick break and plunge back into the Najaf situation, the powder keg that Bush is dancing around on with a sparkler like it's the 4th of July. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Yeah. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're here live, my friends. Thank you for joining us. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes at 800-259-9231. Again, sounds of fighting outside Najaf Mosque. Two of the minarets or towers have been had their tops blown off. Buildings and homes around the structure are on fire. I've watched the video clip of it. This is all going on right now as Iraqi security forces and U.S. troops and tanks have surrounded the outskirts of the mosque and are beginning to pound it. And these are Shiites. Remember, the people that our government told to attack Saddam in 91 and that we were going to aid them, and when they did, they got crushed by Saddam. And then what did our government do once they took control of the country and put in a puppet government? The Shiites, who are a large portion of the population, what, about a third of the population of Iraq, have been given almost no positions in the government, and they've had their TV and radio and newspapers shut down. And this al-Sadr character, who I'm not particularly a fan of, but compared to Saddam, he's certainly better. This guy's been pro-America for a long time, pro-U.S. coming in and taking over, obviously. And in the early days, he said, will you please stop shutting down our media outlets? Will you please stop arresting our people? Will you please stop? Will you please stop? And then now, every time our media people or military gets captured, he's the guy trying to get them released. he wants media there. He wants coverage of this. And Iraqi security forces went up to a hotel earlier this week on Monday and machine gunned it after they'd gone inside and said, get out or we're going to kill all of you. Western journalists, ladies and gentlemen. They even arrested Western journalists because they don't want media there while all of this is happening. They don't want the world to see a mosque getting blown up. And again, I said it. The Pentagon is not stupid. They know this is going to cause the Shiites to go absolutely ape. And the Pentagon program, P2OG, just one of the programs we know of, a $6 billion program, calls for stirring up the Muslims, calls for getting them to fight, calls for basically creating mushroom clouds across the region of Iraq. Because when this happens, they get to keep the troops in there longer. They get to get more no-bid contracts. They get to give us more television images of war that are a good political distraction, kind of a wag-the-dog scenario during the final months of the election process going into November. What do you think of this situation? 1-800-259-9231. And then I've got other just stacks of articles like this. Airport shutdown blamed on perfume, a liquid substance that forced authorities to shut down the Fort Wayne International Airport in Fort Wayne, Indiana for several hours yesterday has been determined to be a component used to make perfume, a fire department official said. The airport reopened incoming flights after several hours of being shut down, a spokesman for the airport's public safety department told CNN. American Airlines spokeswoman Lisa Bailey said the liquid spilled from a broken bottle in a package on American's flight 4271 from Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Hazmat has told us that there is no biological or chemical threat and that it is perfume. There was a very strong aroma and everyone panicked. Folks, I mean, every time somebody in a hotel or apartment hallway drops some laundry detergent and it busts open, people panic, run screaming, oh my gosh, there's powder on the floor. I mean, it's getting insane. And that's what all these anti-terror drills have done. They've been having since long before 9/11, where they'll shut down a highway and claim a nuclear spill and the next day admit it was fake, or shut down downtown Austin twice and claim biological attack and then go, oh, it was just a drill. If you or I did that, we would be arrested for yelling fire in a theater. But when the government does it, oh, it's just a drill to test your readiness. And so it's created this perception of impending doom. Very, very serious. Here's another one. Finding Nemo by Microchip. This is out of Wired News. And it says, it's August 19th. Do you know where Shark 52127 is? Marine researchers have a pretty good idea. Satellite tracking receiver on a blue shark, which left the waters off Southern California in early July, showed to be some 1,380 miles offshore this week, about the distance from Cleveland to Miami. And it says no scientists plan to sail out to visit the ocean Voyager, nor ever see it again as long as it lives, but data about its whereabouts will live in computers for years, along with information about the comings and goings of about 1,500 other birds and sea creatures, from whales to sea lions to albatrosses and halibut squid. They're taking part in a tagging of Pacific program for TOPP, the largest microprocessor-based tracking project in marine history. Yeah, I got a Field and Stream article a few months ago that said that in Florida, hundreds of thousands of fishery fish are having RFID chips, tiny ones, stapled into them. And then the police with a scanner can just drive by boats and scan it and see how many fish you've got, or automatically track and trace you. I mean, it's getting really bad, folks. And we have the Mexican government, first 160, now it's then 170, then 250, now over 300. Different articles come out every few weeks in the last month. And now up to over 300 of the judicial workers in the Mexican justice building in Mexico City have taken an implantable RFID applied digital solutions tracker chip. And now they're talking about making everyone in the Justice Department take it and everyone in the police The federal police of Mexico, the federales, see, it's a status symbol, a symbol of being an elite member of the government. That's how they're going to sell the chips for the government, for the military, for firefighters, for school children, for Alzheimer patients, for prisoners. There's contracts with the Bureau of Prisons to start microchipping their population, but because of public scrutiny, they backed off of that last year. I mean, they're really moving ahead to make us take chips and apply digital, and even some governments have said they want this to be the world identifier in a cashless society to fight terror and identity theft. Every day I'm seeing an article where they're now promoting taking it in your skin as the new world system. And they've got chip mobiles driving around the country to public schools telling the children, get chipped today. Time Magazine for Children, I've seen two different issues that are put in the schools for free, tell the kids how great it is to get microchipped. They're really out there promoting and pushing all of this. And we had one of their European distributors on, what, 6 months ago, and he talked about how the chip will prevail was a quote. Yes, in the future, you will have to have it to buy and sell. This is the future. The chip will prevail. I mean, I expected him to say resistance is futile. Think about this. We're calmly sitting here now talking and learning and hearing about how great it is to take microchips. And governments are telling their employees, if you want to work here, you've got to have it. And the Italian government is on the verge of announcing. They've said that they are considering making their Justice Department take the chip. And that's now mainstream news. You heard it here first 6 months ago when we had the Baja Beach Club manager from Spain on. He manages their clubs in Europe and also the European distributor of Applied Digital Solutions microchip, the Vera chip. And another issue, I mentioned this yesterday, I should have spent more time on it. It's been posted for 2 days on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The guy down in Florida, 4 days after the hurricane passes, he can't get into his neighborhood. He's in a car with three of his children, a middle-class guy, turns out no criminal record. He argues with them and says, come on, let me get to my house. You know, let me get to my home. And government inspectors, admittedly, are tromping through every home and doing all of this. And he starts arguing, so they jerk him out of the car and taser him. And it's all on video. He didn't resist. This is the precedent. You know, if you try to call areas of Florida, the phones are automatically rerouted through FEMA, and it tells you FEMA's taking control. No reason for that, folks. This is the precedent. And if they ever have a biological attack in this country engineered by Al-Qaeda or some other globalist organization, they have got plans to lock down whole states, whole regions, to lock you out of your home. They say in the Washington Post, Gannett News Service, this is in my film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, we spend 5 minutes out of 2 hours, 44 minutes on the subject, that, quote, you'll be locked out of the school, your children will be taken to a local, quote, FEMA center, and you'll be locked out of your home and won't be allowed to have your children. So when the attack comes, they'll go out with the highway dividers, block all the roads to cause more of a panic and make all of us just sit there. And then when everything breaks down, they can call in the troops and it'll all go downhill from there, but it'll be a nice training scenario perpetuating and conditioning us how to be good little slaves. And so that's the bottom line, my friends. Have you seen the footage of the fellow getting tasered? You know, we've interviewed 94-year-old women who get beaten and tasered along with their 75-year-old daughters and have their prosthetic eyes knocked out because the health department's there stealing old tricycles they collect out of their front yard under a new zoning rule. I mean, these stories are legion, or the family on the Tennessee road. The dog runs up wagging its tail, and the cop pulls the gun out and blows the dog's head off. I mean, you all know about these examples, and it's gotten worse since 9/11. It has nothing to do with terrorism, but it's this backdrop. It's this backdrop that they use to sell us on the New World Order. So the question is, how much of this are you going to put up with? How long are you going to put up with this? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 48-800-430-6748.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Clint in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Had an interesting course of events happen yesterday. I have my own small little website, nothing fancy, and a friend of mine recently renounced his U.S. citizenship and joined the Pembina Indian Nation in the Dakotas, and I did an interview on it. Posted it on my site, and yesterday this friend called me and asked me to take it down, and when I asked him why, he said the Peminoles didn't approve of it. Well, I thought he might would take it down. I thought that seemed kind of odd. Well, he called me later that day and contacted the Peminole Indian Nation officials, and they said, whoever that was that called you was not affiliated with us. And whoever it was that called him told him, or rather warned him, that you still owe state and federal taxes and you'd better pay them.
Well, the government is worried about tens of millions of people have Native American blood, and they're worried about people using that loophole and joining those nations. And if you want to find a group that's heavily surveilled and actually does have people involved in COINTELPRO, it is Native American movements and organizations. Those are highly controlled and regulated because Adolf Hitler's system of putting people in camps and control, he wrote about how he got those ideas from systems used in America against Native Americans.
Yeah.
And so they've been under tyranny for a long, long time, sir.
Well, I find it ironic, we're talking about how they're censoring the Shiite news and everything in Iraq, and it's going on right here, too, because, like I said, my website is not a major website, but yet there was somebody out there monitoring it and picked it up from my site, and whoever it was did not want that information to go out.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Clint. Robert in Colorado. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Alex. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You bet.
Time. 3 points I'd like to touch base with you on if I could. First off, I was watching Larry King live on CNN last night, and there was a crawler at the bottom of the screen, a message saying that 6,000 Austin kids were sent home because they refused to take vaccinations. Did you hear about that the other day?
Well, it was 14,000 a couple of weeks ago that they were saying hadn't been vaccinated, and now a few nights ago it was down to 8,000. We aired the local newscast. I actually talked about that yesterday, and I guess now it's down to 6,000 that are refusing, and they have them all show up at a sports stadium, and they sit there and inject them, and they tell them you've got to have shots to go to school, when admittedly the state and federal laws say that they've got a waiver in every desk drawer of the principal and school nurse that they have to give you, that you do not have to have the shot, but
yeah,
they're on the news locally lying and saying you have to. And I see articles every day in other school districts all over the country doing the same thing. And this is an example of the premeditated lying between the media and the government and how important it is to them to force these vaccines on the population.
Yeah, exactly. I was listening to an archive show from Radio Liberty, Dr. Stanley Monteith.
Yes.
And earlier this week, he had a young lady, very interesting, named Jane Schindler. She is from eagleforum.org. She's been doing some big-time research on Columbine High School for the past decade, and an interesting interview, rather. She was saying that according
to her... Now, I actually heard part of that, and to explain this to people, folks are going, wait a minute, Columbine happened on April 20th, 1999.
Yeah.
Why are you saying a decade? Because in 1992 and 91, they were on national television having the children dress in black, get in coffins, do weird chants. They had a bunch of suicides. That school, admittedly, was part of a pioneer federal mind control program. That is mainstream news.
Yeah, yeah. According to her, they were teaching the kids how to commit suicide in class.
Had people commit suicide.
Yeah, real vulgar sex education class and so forth. And she went, well, you probably already know this, but she went on to say that Harrison and Klebold basically came into this situation and almost were set up to do what they did because of the luminous negativity. One of them was forced to go to anger management. It was forced to take Luvox, which I think is an antidepressant.
Yes,
and
connected to suicide and violent behavior.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Those interview. Anyway, last thing I want to touch base with you on, your talk about globalism and how this country, the politicians are trying to run us to the ground and so forth and take over. You talked about Bush a lot and Cheney, but one person I haven't heard you mention that's really central to me, I think, is Colin Powell, Secretary of State.
Yeah, well, they're all puppets, sir, to begin with.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's here to do this. Could I stay over?
No, I'm going to have to let you go because I got to get to all the calls, but what's your comment about Colin Powell?
I'm sorry?
What's your comment about Colin Powell, sir?
I was going to say, I don't understand how a military man who's seen the horrors of war can send young kids off to die like that, knowing it's over. And that's just amazing to me.
Well, they're sociopaths. We'll be right back with more calls and more news. Please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at GCNlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at GCNlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
All right, folks, 33 minutes and 20 seconds into this first hour. We do have a guest coming on in the next hour to talk about cloning and therapeutic cloning and how the Republicans and Democrats are both pushing for this, and go over just how far cloning has already gone. And then later in that hour, remember we had that U.S. professor living in China calling in via computer internet phone. We're going to get him back on, too, from communist China and or New World Order China, whatever you want to call it. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Who's up next here, Stephanie? Robert in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, you're a great patriot.
Well, you are too, my friend. Welcome.
Hey, I was just looking at the oil prices again and noticing that they're at a global high of 48.20. Right.
Yeah, they were 47 yesterday. Now they're 48 today.
It's just like a freight train going straight down a hill. And at the same moment, they're going to move 70,000 troops. I'm sure they're going to profit off of that. But not only that, they're bringing them in at a time where they're about to have the Republican convention.
Well, they're not going to move those troops immediately.
Oh,
they've taken 4,000 out of South Korea. They've taken about 10,000 already out of Europe and sent them to Iraq. Over the next couple years, they're going to pull 70,000 out of Asia and Europe.
Oh, I thought they were coming home to make sure martial law was enforced. I was listening to Jeff Brin's show with this lady talking about the last big hurricane, I think, can't remember the name of it, but this one that would just happen. She's saying that the martial law was really put in place to make sure as many people as possible died She was in the last hurricane. She said she was laid there for 10 days with the National Guard blocks away, not letting anybody into the area so that as many people as possible could die.
No, I'm familiar with her work. I even read her book. What's her name?
I have it right here. It is K.T. Frankovich, The Cover-Up of Charlie's Dead.
Yeah.
And it's stunning. She said, from an eyewitness inside the storm, and I was watching this whole storm while it was happening, it was completely unpredictable. It did not follow any of the traditional characteristics of a normal hurricane. She said inside the center, where it's supposed to be perfectly still, were 5 to 6 Class 3 tornadoes. And if you go to the Navy's webpage, the Navy admits that they will completely own and control the weather by 2025 if they're not already doing it. So the fact that the government can control hurricanes
Secretary
is a fact.
Defense Cohen, back in 97, said that they already could control the weather and had earthquake-creating weapons.
Well, how perfect that they're softening up Florida again before the election, huh?
Well, I don't think we know that that's what happened. I mean, hurricanes naturally hit coastal areas around the planet.
One's never come in from that side of the coast in that direction.
But I do know this. I do know this. There's no reason to lock people out of their neighborhoods for weeks.
Exactly. And that story that you were just talking about the guy being tasered, I mean, if it was any place else on the earth, everybody would come running to help. But in this case, it's no, stand back, stand back. The professionals are here while they do nothing to move in and help the people who are trapped under rubble. And they say, oh, we're going to go house to house. There's no houses. The place is wiped clean like a, you know, Class 5 tornado came in, just scraped it down to the ground. Incredible.
All right.
I just see the government softening up Florida, in my opinion.
Okay,
you know,
Robert.
But
thanks for the call. I appreciate your call. We'll do more on the whole hurricane situation, and I do need to get KT Frankovich on the broadcast. We all saw what happened with that father with three children being tasered for no reason. 4 days after the hurricane passes, he wants into his house, the biggest investment in his life, with his family, and they just say no. This is part of the new freedom. Never did that in the past, but this is the way things operate now. Don in Texas. Don, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I'm a recent subscriber to Prison Planet TV for a year subscription, and I've got an idea. I wanted to bounce it off of you. I recently moved to a more rural county in Texas, and there's a sheriff's election upcoming. The sheriff who was elected for the present term, which is expiring, is an old DPS stormtrooper that is not real popular, and the locals feel he's pretty vulnerable to be defeated. The opposition candidate is a local guy with family there. He grew up there the whole bit, and he was a former deputy sheriff for a number of years under the previous sheriff who'd retired. So he's going to come out and run against this this jerk. I've got an opportunity through a friend of mine there to sit down and really talk with this guy for an extended period of time. I had one idea, was to maybe pay for him a month on Prison Planet and let him peruse some of those things. But before I did that, what would you recommend I sit down? What are some key points that I should hit for the guy and see if he would be receptive to it?
Well, I would just give him a copy of Police State 3 Total Enslavement. And if everybody out there listening went out and educated candidates, sheriffs, people in government, they would realize that this is really a mainstream view against tyranny. But I would just educate him on the Bill of Rights. He may already be educated on that. And explain to him how they're getting rid of sheriffs all over the country, how metro governments are getting rid of that elected position, which is upside down from the way things are supposed to work, that he swears an oath to protect and defend the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the citizens. And I would just educate him about the New World Order and about the dangers of taking federal grants to then expand his department and basically oppress the people.
Okay.
So those are the basic things I would talk to him about.
Okay. Well, good. I'm going to do that. Just a quick question. Any update info on Kelly Rushing?
Now, Kelly Rushing was up in Kentucky.
Yes.
And Kelly Rushing, here in our new free society, gave a state police officer a copy of Road to Tyranny and a C-SPAN video of Ron Paul. And they arrested him, came and arrested him, and said that, and the judge said this is a terrorist document. And they took it to court, and the jury found him not guilty. But the point is they tried to put him in jail for giving someone a videotape. And then we have the case just a few months before that in Alabama where the logger with no criminal record, a father, you know, 50-something years old, put a sign in his yard saying, "Our court system is a joke." And because he was upset about local corruption, and the judge told the newspaper, "You're not allowed to criticize us and be disrespectful." And so he had the man arrested. And then later a state complaint was put in, and the state court did say that the judge was a complete moron. But the point is that this is the mindset of people where they think you can't put a sign in your yard. And they didn't come after him for zoning or something. They just sent deputies to arrest him and stole the sign out of his yard. And so people are getting off of these false charges, but still it shows the mindset of just power-mad lunatics in government that think that they're God.
Well, do you know if Kelly has tried to sue him?
I don't know. I know Kelly was thinking about it, and then Kelly was going through some more harassment after he won his case, and I haven't heard from Kelly since then.
Okay. Well, I hope he does, and maybe put a few of them back in their place a little bit.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Don. Mike in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Too bad you didn't have Anatoly Golitsyn on your show. Got his first printing book called New Lies for Old. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because the president is carrying out the objectives of what the Council on Foreign Relations as well as the Communist Party USA and what Moscow wants for the withdrawal of, 100,000? 70,000 to 100,000 U.S. troops from Europe.
Yeah, that's what the Soviets have called for. But they tell us the Soviets don't exist anymore, which in truth they don't. But the same thugs who did run the country still exist under their, quote, new capitalist system. But it's not free market capitalism. It's six thugs or oligarchs who are fronts for big U.S. and European banks. And that's now come out and been proven. They arrested one of the heads of a big oil company and turned out he was just a front man that Lord Rothschild, out of England, Arnold's buddy, actually owned it. And so they're just as dangerous as ever. They've been putting the hammer and sickle back on the tanks and uniforms. But our government says just ignore that. Everything's fine. And don't worry about North Korea threatening to nuke us. We'll pull our troops out of there because there's oil to be had in the Middle East.
Well, reason why, what's interesting is with the day and age we're living in, that according to these three steps that Golitsyn mentioned, and this one being, I believe, the last one, the withdrawal of troops from Europe, that this would be needed before a preemptive nuclear strike would take place against this country.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen, but I do know that under PDD 60 that Bill Clinton signed in the late 90s, instead of, let's say we're tracking 50 missiles coming in out of China or Russia or wherever, we then have a total commitment release, it's called mutually assured destruction, and launch our missiles, because if we let their missiles hit us, we'll be almost completely knocked out. And so Bill Clinton came out and said, we're going to take the launch codes off the subs, we're going to take the launch codes away from the generals, and we are going to absorb a nuclear strike before we decide what to do. The rule isn't once we're hit, we hit back, instead of once we see the missiles coming in, we hit back. No, it's we will absorb a strike and then decide what to do. And George Bush has not reversed that. George Bush has kept that in place. Thanks for the call, Michael. I appreciate it. Up next is Rob in Texas. Rob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Pleasure to talk with you this afternoon.
Good to talk to you.
I was curious if you're in, if you knew about what Central Market in Austin and affiliate of HEB stores is doing with fingerprint technology.
Well, for a year in Austin, they've been making employees thumb scan to get into work. And at HEBs in College Station in Houston and now I think three other cities, they've, over the last 2 years, make you thumb scan when you use the self-checkout lane as a customer. And they've got signs up for the last year in HEB stores around Austin a little red and yellow sign saying, soon we'll be using inkless fingerprint readers for your safety, to kind of condition you to accept it. But what, is there some new development?
Well, I'm just an employee over there, and when they have a little, what they call objective, conscientious objector, if you refuse to give your fingerprint, and you turn in paperwork there, and they take you up in this little room with no windows, and kind of interrogate you on why you don't want to give your fingerprint to the company and all, and they use intimidation factors and everything, and the managers there, the big corporate guys, get all red in the face, mad if you use the word fingerprint, because it's all a little newspeak thing. They call it finger template and all. And
oh, I know. They have the head of Biometric Access, the company they're using that's in Round Rock, and I've got a news clip where he goes, it's not true. We don't take your fingerprints. There's no fingerprint. It's zeros and ones. It's a digital image. Well, I mean, that's doublethink. It's the same thing. And then he gets up there on TV, their spokesman, and goes, and it's not connected to the government. But in fact, I have that in Police State 3 Total Enslavement, that clip. Then we cut to one of the employees behind the desk going, oh, yes, we check it against the DPS fingerprint record. I mean, it's the same scan they do when you get a driver's license, and it is being checked, and it is being stored. And it's part of a federal plan, and Kroger and Safeway around the country are putting it in, and banks are putting it in, and this is going to be the new system.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
So they called you up in this little room. What did you say to them?
Oh, well, I told them that I just plain didn't feel comfortable with giving biological information to my place of employment, especially when we're not working with nuclear weapons or anything. We're working with fruits and vegetables, you know? Like, they just couldn't understand that. They couldn't understand that this is just a little beginning step of getting the microchip in mandatory.
Well, they do understand that. You say to them, hey, HEBs in other cities are making the patrons do this. This is part of a federal plan for a cashless society. And, you know, this is like Nazi Germany where you got a thumb scan to get your food. And I'm against this for religious reasons, is what I would say.
And also to be able to be a conscientious objector, they say you have to turn in this paperwork, but they don't supply you with the paperwork. And if you're caught giving out that paperwork on HEB property, we had one employee who was threatened to be terminated because he was passing out the information and all. And
they have to give you the waiver. Look, it's just like the vaccines. I mean, all over TV and radio and the newspaper, gotta have it, can't go to school, it's the law, when it's not the law.
Yeah,
and it's just color of law, intimidation. We don't have to go along with any of this. But, look, it's very important that they get this infrastructure in place, because then once they've got it in everywhere, we'll all be forced to use it. But the first people to do it can be boycotted, so they're afraid. They already announced a year ago that the thumb scanners were going in Austin within the month. They never did it, though, because people will protest and boycott it because we're on the air. And that's why they don't want us on the air. I appreciate your call, sir. Actually, I had one more question. You still there? No, he's gone. I was going to ask him how many employees are against it. I have said that I'm boycotting HEB, but I still have gone in there every once in a while. And I guess my boycott, I'm lifting my boycott because Randall's and others try to force the loyalty cards on you. It's just as bad. But whenever I go into HEB, like to pay a bill or something, because they let you pay bills there for, you know, the bills late or something, you know, here's the notice, your power's off today. Oh, we forgot to pay that. You know, I'm so busy, I run down and pay it. And I have mobs of employees, and I'll have four of them come to me. Oh, I agree. I'm the manager. It's horrible. None of us like it. Just look at that open door. See the thumb scanner there on the wall? Yes, I see it. Man, how do we get rid of this? None of us want to do it, but we've been threatened to be fired. You know, it's... So, again, we're the normal people. None of us like it, but they'll have one pinhead store manager over all of the sub-managers trying to force you to do it. All right, before we end this segment and come back and take more calls and more news, the toll-free number to get my videos, and you need to have them, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, The Matrix of Evil Exposed, one of my newest videos. Folks, these are incredible films that are waking up 90% of those that see them. They give you the big picture. They tie it all together. They connect the dots. You need to have these videos. You need to get my films and make copies of them and get them out to people. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of the 10 films. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. and order the videos. Watch clips of them. Read about them before you order them. Decide what films you want to get. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or if you don't have a computer or you're not online, you can call toll-free and ask the operators questions and about the films or different discounts we have to offer, and then order them. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And yes, your purchase of these films and books and videos makes this broadcast possible. And we need your support. So again, 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. More of your calls and more news and some guests straight ahead on this Thursday edition. Please stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm proud of myself today. We've taken a lot of calls early in the first hour. Coming up, we have one of the directors of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity. A few months ago, I had John F. Kilner on, the president of the center, and he was talking about a major state in the U.S. that legalized cloning after birth to keep the baby clones alive and for body parts. Now, that already happened, and we're going to get into some other issues. I mean, this is just amazing stuff. And then I did have him schedule that professor in China to call into the top of the hour, but my producer didn't know about it and set this other person up. So I'll see if we can get that professor from China to push the interview back 30 minutes and have them both on. And, of course, as I said, wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. But I just wanted to spend a few more seconds on the issue of my films. Folks, these are great videos. These are powerful works. There's no way to describe all the information that's in them. And also, we need your support to do what we're doing, and you're authorized to make copies of them. I mean, what else can I do? Please, feel it in your heart and your mind to take action, to join us in this fight, to visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, to get the documentary films, to make copies of them, to get them out to people in your area. It is so incredibly important. So the number again is 1-888-253-3139. We're also carrying George Humphrey's new 9/11 video. It's incredible. 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. We've got Eric Hufschmidt's video, 9/11, Painful Deceptions. We've got so many other great people's works at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Up next here is Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to hit a couple things here real quick. I've been looking at reading a book, Breach of Faith, The Fall of Richard Nixon. And if I may, I'd like to read a paragraph concerning the Whitaker and Baxter principles of political technology. Okay? Either party or any legislature can be taken over for a specific purpose if enough muscle, enough volunteers, enough grassroots strength can be coaxed out of the ballot box. And there are corollaries to these basic principles. The best kind of campaign is an attack campaign. In any campaign, an issue has to be invented against whom the voters can be warned. Issues are to be few, but must be clear, and must confront the voter with an emotional decision. The independent vote is critical in a close election, and once the party is captured by the by a nomination, the independent must be the target of all suasion and PR. Okay, well, that's one thing. I'd like to recommend this book to you, listeners, for the simple reason it covers a lot of the mechanics of the electoral process, the actual grassroots mechanics.
Well, I would add that all the big consultants advise their candidates that vicious attack campaigns are the only way to go. But then in everyday life, they tell us, the citizens, be nice, be friendly, compromise, go along. Well, I've always found being vicious and attacking is the way to go, especially if your rights are being violated and you're in the right.
I mean,
look at the founding. Well, let me just finish. Look at the founding fathers. And, there's a mayoral election coming up. Are people going to run against the toll roads, which 95% of people are against? Are they going to run against the electronic voting machines that everybody's against? No. They'll tell the people running against the incumbents to just be friendly and nice, and then they wonder why nobody votes for them. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I'd like to know which candidate's been picking my pocket and tapping the till. But also, I kind of wonder, is this, this gay marriage issue, is this a Republican issue? Did they fund it and stir it up just like they did Ralph Nader? This thing seems to be an election year
issue. Yes, the control media brought this up. The Republicans jumped on it. Not because it isn't important, but compared to other stuff, it pales. Because nothing's going to happen either way. It's just a political football.
Well, I mean, it's disgusting to people like me and you, I know, but I keep wondering if it isn't simply a ploy to get Joe Sixpack in line.
Well, stop wondering. Yes, you're right. It is a political football.
Also, Alex, has anyone ever done a study between the political party in power, the correlation between them and...
You're going to have to hold. We got a guest coming up. We got to end this hour.